investment advisor representatives of and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth, and we have with us this morning Caleb Roebuck. Caleb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Doing well.
Well, let me turn that mic on. Now let's try that again. Caleb, how are you?
Good morning.
I can hear you.
Good. All right. Good to be heard.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was a good weekend. Last weekend before school started in our house. So, yeah.
You have school. They're all off.
Yep. Except for one. One starts preschool next week, so we still got a little delayed start. But, yep, two of them off to school. So, yeah, it was a little calm before the storm weekend. Yeah. But, no, they all got up on time. They all got out the door. So,
What grades are they in?
Our oldest one is a freshman, a third grader, and then we'll have a preschooler.
Okay.
So, So
there you
go. We're running the gamut and all girls. So
you got all bases covered there, don't you?
Yeah, and he likes to spread it out so it'll last a long time by the time Quinn graduates.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Amy Shipley, Amy, how are you?
Well, good. I have somebody going to school in my house, too.
Oh, who's that?
Well, it's my daughter. She'll be a first day of teaching in Waukee.
No way. Well, very cool.
So
that's exciting.
So shout out to Sarah, and then my son. He's going to start studying for his professional engineering license. So still got some students and studies, and you never quit learning.
No. Well, try not to anyway, right?
Try not to, yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Anything?
Saw a movie. That
What'd
was
you
fun.
See?
Washington.
Oh.
Was it Young Washington it was called?
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Good weekend. Raining again with the rain on you guys when you came in?
It was
raining pretty good lightning storm going on out there, too.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So.
Everything's green in August. We can't, you know.
No. I mowed my lawn.
Love
and
that.
The next day later, looked like I need to mow it again. It felt like spring.
Yes.
So, for sure. Well, let's talk about the Milestone Financial Building Rural Wealth. Why successful people struggle to delegate their finances. Oh, boy. Amy, start me off on this one.
Well, you know, successful people do have trouble delegating things, right?
Because
they've built their business, they've worked hard, and they've spent a lot of decades, you know, making smart decisions. So there's a good chance that you've probably heard this comment before. If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So for a lot of successful people, that mindset has served them very well. It's helped them solve problems, build their business, provide for their families, and create financial success. But here's the interesting part. The very habits that helped you build wealth can sometimes make it harder to preserve it. So today we're talking about why successful people often struggle to delegate their finances.
Okay.
Yep. And why learning to let go at the right time can actually become one of the smartest financial decisions you can make.
All right. Success creates confidence and control, Caleb. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, that's kind of the double-edged sword. And I guess I would say, you know, when we think about, you know, and define, you know, successful people, you know, it's not about just, you know, making a lot of income or having a high yearly salary. You know, to us, it's, you know, somebody or a couple or a family, you know, that's working full-time, working hard, you know, they're raising a family or have raised a family, but they're proactive in their financial life. They're saving, they're investing, but they're also spending it on their kids, their experiences. So, you know, that's to us, you know, that successful person, but it's hard to do all those things to Amy's point. Hey, when you got all that and you have all that, you know, hopefully, you know, good success of family and prosperity, you know, it's hard to do that. So, but, you know, on the investing side, you should know what you own. You know, you should understand, you know, where your money's going, and you should ask questions around it. You know, so the problem isn't always involvement, but that involvement can be a spectrum too, you know. But the problem is believing you have to do everything yourself, you know. And again, we see this. Some people that, you know, are really good or make a lot of money, you know, don't always know where their investments are going and stuff like that too. So, but if you think about, you know, how successful people got there, they've solved problems that they couldn't. They've worked long hours. They've had that attention to detail. They've built systems. They've learned how to communicate and cooperate with their coworkers, their employees, their spouse, you know. So, you know, that mindset, that's what creates that confidence, you know, that ability to do that, to do something on your own. But it also creates that control. And eventually that becomes difficult to imagine, you know, somebody else handling, you know, such an important part of your life, whether it's a part of your business, handling your finances, somebody, you know, doing your taxes for you or whatever it may be. Some of those are big and small, but, you know, those habits build up those successful ways. But over time, you know, they can become bottlenecks. You know, the same thing happens with personal finances. You know, people believe if they aren't personally researching every investment, every tax strategy, every market headline that they think is going to affect their life,
yep,
you know, they're somehow falling behind or they're not staying in control, you know, and that's the hard part. Or, you know, you over-focus on one thing. You know, we've talked about it before. You just over-focus on investments when personal finance is much more about, is also about taxes, budgeting, cash flow, health insurance, life insurance, you know. So, you know, there's an important distinction, and being, you know, informed, you know, on every one of those things is kind of impossible to stay up to it or do it. So, you know, that's kind of what we talked about. It's, you know, hey, you've done the right habits, but at what point is it kind of time to let somebody else help you, assist you, give you advice on those things? Again, you're not completely giving up control, but how do you, you know, hire and look to somebody that helps assist those areas that, you know, might be your blind spots or you just don't have the time or the resources to do?
Yeah. Okay, Amy, so control and confidence aren't necessarily the same thing. Explain that to me.
Okay, sure. Not necessarily. You know, control, if you touch every single decision, if you try to control everything around your life, around your business, it's a misconception that it will create confidence. Actually, it's just kind of a time burner, really, is what it is. And like Caleb pointed out, you know, you don't have the time necessarily to research every single decision, to read all the articles, and that's kind of what Caleb does in his office most days. Is
I got the time.
He's got the time. He's in there. He's
drinking
studying,
coffee, twiddling his thumbs.
Yeah, learning about those things. And so
there's headlines checking, all the time.
Checking scores. Yeah.
Hey, that varies depending on what the season is.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, and if you're doing it, if you're trying to run your business and, you know, raise your family and make all those decisions, you know, based on hours and hours of research, that's just exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
And you really don't have the time to do it, and you don't gain a lot of confidence because trying to think that you know everything can really be confusing. And like you said, it can create kind of a bottleneck where you almost are stuck. So, you know, what you should do is just kind of think about creating confidence in the people that you work with that study this every day, that know it, and that can help you with those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what is the cost of trying to do everything yourself, Caleb? I can do it. I know best. I'm confident in myself. What's the cost of that?
Yeah, you know, that's what's hard to judge in, you know, in a lot of things we do today, but especially finance. You know, I ask people, Aaron, you know, what's your time worth, you know?
Yeah. It's not much, apparently.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to planning, when we talk about it, it's like, but there is a difference of, you know, what you're worth or what your hourly time is worth.
Yep.
That's a different rate than what you get at your job.
Yes.
You know, because again, when you're not at your job, that time is way more important because it's with your family and things like that, you know.
Spending time with your family. How do you put a dollar value on that?
Yeah. Or whatever it is, you know, people value that differently, but that's kind of what I say. It's like, that's what we're talking about here. And, you know, there are some things you can do yourself, you know. So, you know, we kind of ask, you know, it's not what the cost it is to hire an advisor, but it's what's the time and value that you get back by some of those. But also knowing you have somebody trusted that is kind of looking at your best interest, how to do those things. Because, you know, there is a certain point in other professions too where you just can't do it. You can't perform surgery on yourself if it gets severe enough. You can't, you know, if your car breaks bad enough or something, eventually you got to take it to the body shop. But with personal finance, you know, You can let your accounts get and your life get as complex as you want it to until you feel like you need to call somebody in. But, you know, there is no arbiter to that.
Right.
But, you know, we kind of bring it back to, you know, what is your time worth? What are the things that you want to focus on? And, you know, what creates the most value to you? You know, would those hours better be spent strengthening the business? Again, it's not to take all the control away. If you want to work harder, all right, take some of those personal things away so that you can focus harder on your own business or growing your own employees, developing those employees. Maybe it is spending time with family or just enjoying life more. So you know, one of the biggest lessons, you know, we've seen other successful people do is you learn that, you know, your highest value contribution changes over time. You know, earlier in your career, you know, you did one thing, but hey, eventually things get so complex. Your time gets more valuable outside of just the working hours that, you know, you want to do that. And that financial planning is often that last area people, again, kind of tend to make that leap, because now in today's world too, I can watch a YouTube video and kind of do it myself or whatever. So you can still get the information, but does that actually save you any more time or any of that stuff too? And I guess that's what we say. Hey.
Well, as you get older, you do realize that time is finite, and it's, you know, you're a young guy, Caleb, but someday when you get older, you start saying, you know, that it's, you really want to enjoy once you have the opportunity to enjoy. So turn over some of those things to people that know what they're doing.
Well, even like personally for me, I got a family outside of here. Yeah. So from a personal finance perspective, it's, you know, hey, what are some of the things that I can automate then in a sense, so I don't have to think about some of these things of auto contributions to my 401k or to kids' savings accounts or whatever that may be. So it's, again, there's all different ways you can do that. But hey, that's what an advisor kind of helps you look at and seek and kind of get your time back in that way.
Absolutely. Okay, so delegation isn't necessarily giving up control, Amy, right?
Right. No, it isn't necessarily giving up control. And one of the things that successful people do most is delegate, right? Delegate the tasks that somebody else can do or that somebody has that expertise to do. And so delegating your finances doesn't mean handing someone a stack of statements and saying, you know, call me in 10 years. That's not what a good financial planner does, but effective delegation is a collaboration. So you still set your goals, you still make the major decisions, you still understand what's happening, but what you've done is delegated some of the finite points over to somebody that's their specialty. You know, think about an orchestra. The conductor isn't playing every instrument, but they are making sure that everything works together. And that's really kind of a comparison to what a financial planner does. Yeah. They look at the whole picture. They look at your investments, your taxes, your contributions that you're making, retirement income, insurance, legacy planning, business succession. I mean, there's a gamut of things that the financial advisors and planners look at for you.
Right.
So delegating that isn't losing control of it. It's just giving that expertise over to somebody that can, you know, create the orchestra for you, that we might say. And we have a whole team that does that too. So we have specialists, you know, in our office that specialize in insurance and annuities and the investments. So we work together as well. So when you think about delegating, it's just getting other experts to look things over. Each piece matters, but you need somebody to coordinate the whole picture, and that's often where we can provide the most value to our clients.
Okay, good stuff. Amy Shipley with me, by the way, and Caleb Roebuck from Milestone Financial, Building Rural West. So really the goal isn't to be involved less. The goal is to make better decisions, right, Caleb?
Yeah, 100%. And another question for you. How many decisions do you make without your wife?
Me?
Yeah.
Not many.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you're married. You know the answer to that.
Exactly.
Question.
Exactly. Yeah? Well, again, like, and that's from that controller doing it your own. Like in finances, a lot of times one spouse does make those decisions and kind of fall to that, has that expertise. But again, when you have that control and do that, that's where it can kind of lead to it. So, you know, by having this conversation with clients and their spouses, you know, it kind of does open up, you know, that they realize, hey, they don't have to carry, you know, every decision alone, you know, whether it's just on them or the spouse or that family to make it by using with an advisor. You know, instead they ask, you know, how do I become an expert in taxes, investments, Medicare, Social Security, legacy planning? You know, nobody can do all that. But again, sometimes that's all forced on one spouse in the relationship too.
Right.
So, you know, we try to do that process of educating both of them. Hey, let's, just like Amy said, hey, it's your goals, it's your lifestyle, it's your decisions, it's you guys up to make what's happening, but let's make that as collaborative as possible, you know, and inclusive of those goals. And yeah, we'll help guide you and do that, but it's not to, you know, replace your judgment or take it away, but it is to, you know, to strengthen it, to be more collaborative and make it around, you know, again, what are, it's important to you, what is your time worth as a husband, a wife, as a family, to your kids, to your business, to your community of volunteering or whatever it is. So just like Amy said, you know, it's not giving away those responsibilities, but You know, we kind of view building a team around you that can help support you and your family. And, you know, we don't know all the answers either. You know, we've said, you know, we're not attorneys, we're not tax people. So, but hey, we know where to also reach out to get help when life gets more complex or some things too. Or just to kind of, you know, we said before, be a sounding board. Hey, some of these things, we don't need to go down that avenue, but just by talking about it and having that collaborativeness, hey, sometimes that no decision is good, but yeah, you want to run everything by your wife and stuff too. Yeah. But again, that's hard in a financial sense as things get more complex and more fast in today's, you know.
But with your team approach, it does. I think that it's good to have many people look at what's going on, because many times you get, you know, kind of tunnel vision of one sided. This is what we're doing. Where if you have that multiplicity of approach, it really gives you a lot of great different options and stuff. So
You bet. Well, and from that planning, again, part of our job is to look at those nasty what ifs on our side, and team approach on our side. The proverbial bus has my name on it. Amy, Marcus, Dan, Ashley, the whole rest of the team is there to help them. From a financial planning perspective, if there's one decision maker in the company and the household, you know, that holds all those financial keys, you know, and something happens, you know, God forbid, you know, that makes it hard. But hey, when you do this and are in a collaborative process, it makes, you know, changes in life, good or bad, you know, much more easy to kind of overcome.
And changes are coming in life. They are, whether you like it or not. They are, for
they
sure.
Are. Yeah.
Okay, Amy, so wrap this all up for me.
Well, I like that good segue that Caleb mentioned, you know, involving other people and in your decisions. And sometimes it's hard to let go of control. And, you know, that really involves your kids, too. We see a lot of people in a generation that doesn't want to talk to their family about their finances, and one of the things that we can offer is people bringing their children into a meeting and talking about it in an open and, you know, probably more collaborative place where they can learn a little bit about, you know, the finances of the family.
Sure.
So, you know, if you've spent your life solving problems, making important decisions, it can feel really uncomfortable to let somebody else know that process. And so it's normal to feel that way, but don't let it stop you from talking to a financial advisor, from bringing in those important people in your life to talk about those decisions. And, you know, knowing that the best leaders don't try to do everything themselves, that they build great teams and they use those teams to supplement their decision making to make it easier for them. And we believe that our role at Milestone Financial Group is to help you feel good about your finances, to bring together all those different pieces of the puzzle so you have the whole picture. And whether it's retirement planning, tax planning, legacy planning with your children, investment managing, transitioning a business, our goal is to be part of that team. So if you would like to have a conversation with any of us, you can go ahead and give us a call at 712-623-5726. Check out our website at milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Very good. Nice to see you both.
You too.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
Make it a great day.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
With the new Hawkeye InstaPlay ticket from the Iowa Lottery, you could win $20,000 cash instantly. Plus, enter for a chance to become a VIP football fanionaire at Kinnick Stadium as the Iowa Hawkeyes host the Cyclones on September 12th. And Iowa State fans can get in on the action, too, with the new Cyclone InstaPlay ticket and entry into the Second Chance Draw.
Touchdown!
Pick up yours today and see rules and enter at ialottery.com/VIP.
Woohoo! If your internet bill jump scares you, that's